Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm an optimist. I think we're going to have a breakthrough because I think the stakes are so high in this case when you look at the numbers and the potential impact in the marketplace and the prospects for a downgrade by Moody's. You can imagine what that would do to everyone's savings and the reverberations through the international economy when you're 25% of the world's GDP still. And I'm guessing most members of Congress are going to have a moment of clarity over the next few weeks. It doesn't look like it now, but I'm guessing that's going to happen and we're going to find some sort of solution.
Here's John Huntsman, who gets us started here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The opinions that are expressed here, the program as we begin the Talk Radio Review today, focusing pretty much on the fiscal cliff, which is where everybody has been and maybe where everybody is going to be for a while. We feature different voices. Conversation now Bret Baier had on Fox News about the fiscal cliff.
Where do you see this process right now?
Well, we were waiting for Speaker Boehner to get back to the president with a response. He's now put something in writing. The good news is he's put something in writing. The bad news is it doesn't really get us in the moving forward, but at least it's something on a piece of paper. That's a change.
Let's talk about that paper, the House GOP counteroffer. They're saying revenue through tax reform, $800 billion, health savings, $600 billion, other mandatory savings, $300 billion, revision to CPI, $200 billion, discretionary savings, $300 billion, net savings, $2.2 trillion, and according to the White House accounting, $4.6 trillion overall. This is what the House Speaker said. Unfortunately, the White House responded with their la-la land offer that couldn't pass the House, it couldn't pass the Senate. We have decided, we could have decided in kind, but we decided not to do that. Why is this counteroffer not advancing the ball, at least to a discussion?
Well, again, it's good news that we finally have something on paper. He references Erskine Bowles, the Speaker does in that letter. I think Erskine Bowles stands by the Simpson-Bowles Commission recommendations and their overall framework, which is a mix of cuts but also revenue. And if you look at the revenues embedded in Simpson-Bowles, they're actually greater than the amount of revenues the president has proposed at $1.6 trillion. Remember, if we go over the fiscal cliff, that's $5 trillion in new revenue that would come in. The president says he doesn't want to do that, but he wants $1.6 trillion as part of a balanced approach from higher income earners. And again, that's a lower amount of overall revenue than is embedded in Simpson-Bowles. On the cuts, the president's also proposed cuts going forward. So now it's time to begin the conversation. Now, the president's cuts are very different. For example, when the president does Medicare reform, he doesn't pass those costs on to seniors. He, for example, reduces the amount of payments that would go to the prescription drug companies and that kind of thing. But again, we got something on paper now. Maybe we can at least have a conversation.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Focus on the various television programs, news talk radio programs that are dealing with the fiscal cliff, and we continue with this audio.
Lindsey Graham, Republican senator, is saying, we're going over the cliff. Is that just talk?
It's not just talk. Let's remember what the fiscal cliff really is. It's a creation of Congress and the president. They designed an economic doomsday scenario so terrible, they were sure it would force everybody to strike a deal cutting the deficit a year ago. Instead, this is turning into a screenplay rewrite that people are comparing here in Washington to the movie Thelma Louise, each side accusing the other of being behind the wheel as that convertible hurtles over the cliff. Right now, they have no talk scheduled this week, and the date gets closer.
We saw a lot of talk over the weekend, the five weekend shows. The Republicans are saying the White House isn't serious with the kinds of revenue they're talking, with $1.6 trillion in additional taxes offset by some of the spending that they're looking to do. On the flip side, the Democrats are saying Republicans aren't serious. They don't have a plan. Whose side's right?
Well, they're both sides are right because both sides are putting out relatively vague options. Remember, there are two sides to the ledger. Speaker Boehner is putting out $800 billion worth of actual new revenue. That's not an increase in tax rates. He would close loopholes and says, yeah, we can figure out later which loopholes to close. He won't identify them now. On the spending side, he has very, very deep spending cuts. He says that President Obama doesn't have enough spending cuts. He has some in there, but not nearly enough. The president would do twice as much revenue, not only the loophole closings, but he would let the tax rate for the wealthiest Americans go up for every dollar earned over $250,000 a year. So both sides have rough ideas on the table. What they haven't done is sit down and say, okay, we've got the will to live. We're not going to die in this. Let's sit down and put together a plan. What they'll probably end up with now, they've kicked the can down the road for 3 years now. What they'll probably end up doing is a patchwork that will just get them through the end of the year, let them go home for Christmas. January, we're back here with the same problem all over again.
800-510-8255. That's John Thompson talking to ABC's Ann Compton about the both, I guess, the stubbornness of both sides waiting us for the fiscal cliff calamities that may present themselves. Before that, Brett Baer talking to Congressman Chris Van Hollen about the counteroffer the Republicans have made. So both sides have immediately rejected whatever it is that the other side has said. Great, huh? Talk Radio in review with your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Today's conversation.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Michael. 800-510-8255. The fiscal cliff is where we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You heard former presidential candidate John Huntsman thinks that Washington is going to come up with a solution. Are you that optimistic as well? 800-510-TALK. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Congressmen that are getting involved in this, the news reporters that are getting involved in this. Here's radio host Rob Schilling talking to Congressman Robert Hurd of Virginia about the president's plan, whether it works for you or it doesn't work for you. It's interesting to figure out whether it works for them. Then we'll start with your calls at 800-510-8255.
It is disappointing. It's also laughable, and we note that one prominent member of the Senate burst out laughing upon hearing some of these proposals because they are preposterous on face value. I know you're not a mind reader, Robert Hurd, but I do want to ask you your sense of this. Are the people who are making these ludicrous proposals just completely out of touch with reality, or do they have some ulterior motive for their proposals?
Well, you know, I think that at some point there's probably some gamesmanship that's going into this, or so they think. But the thing that's I am tired of hearing from the president is how that he has a mandate based on this last election, and I couldn't think of anything that's further from the truth. It looks like to me that if anything, this election is an endorsement of the status quo. That is, the president is a Democrat. Harry Reid is the majority leader. John Boehner is the speaker. I know in the 5th district that the people that reelected me with a good margin, I don't think there was any mandate for jacking everybody's taxes up and refusing to deal with our debt and deficit. I didn't see any mandate for that in my reelection.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Here's Alec in Arizona, who doesn't think the president is being realistic about the cuts and the negotiations.
Paul Ryan put a lot of details forward in terms of what he wanted Mitt Romney to do, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing for us to have some cuts in Medicare and other things. I understand that, you know, if we don't do that, the program's not going to be saved. I'm 41, and I'm okay with raising the age of getting some of these entitlements to 67 or even 70 if it saves the program. But I'm very much concerned that the president is, first of all, he's not proposing any cuts. He's not telling us what he wants to cut. And if there's a compromise, it means you meet kind of somewhere in the middle, whether it's 60-40, 50-50, or 40-60. What he's wanting is, he says, I won the election. I want 100% of what I want.
800-510-8255. Republicans offering their own proposal to avert the fiscal cliff. Actually, the letter that was sent to President Obama is pretty interesting. House Republican leaders outlined the deal they say will achieve a net savings of $2.2 trillion through revenue from tax reforms, health savings, discretionary spending cuts. The GOP plan released amid Democratic demands that Republicans match the Obama administration's plan with one of their own. The Obama plan, which was presented, called for $1.6 trillion in tax increases. GOP leaders say, no, that's not going to work. The proposal also appears to move no further toward compromise on the president's central demand that tax rates be increased on the wealthiest Americans. If the government doesn't reach a compromise on the budget plan, as you know, by the end of the year, the plan will plunge the country probably into another recession. So who's in charge here? Do you agree or disagree with the contention as put forth that Obama has a mandate? Does he? And that's what sort of you are hearing that a lot from the Democrats. Mr. Obama has a mandate. He won, so therefore everything he wants 100% is going to get enacted, or people, that's what the people want. That's a bunch of nonsense, and you know that, right? 800-510-8255. We'll take some more of your calls on this and see if we can faff our way through more information. Very interesting opinions, too, as I look at the board here. 800-510-8255 for the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 past the hour.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. More fiscal cliff callers. Your thoughts as we think about the president, we think about the Republicans and the Democrats, think about you, what you're paying in taxes. Do you know actually what you're paying in taxes? Do you, if you get paid every couple of weeks or every month, do you look at your stub to see not only what you're taking home, but do you look to see what it is that you're paying in taxes, state taxes, federal taxes, what's being held back for Medicare and Social Security? Do you know what those numbers are? And if you don't know what they are, then you become part of the problem in reality because you don't know what you're paying. And if you did, you'd probably not be very satisfied. And all those of you who say, oh, I'm going to get more from the rich, that becomes specious too. All right, so everybody kicks in more. Where are we when it comes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Have you heard at least some of those discussions that are coming up now as to how much waste and fraud there is in every dollar? Every single dollar has like 34 cents worth of, across the board, waste and fraud and corruption. And these unnecessary programs and the overlap. Where's the government? Where's the study? Where's the audit of this? Why aren't people rising up in anger and tumult like they are in Egypt? We should be in the streets screaming about this kind of stuff. It is not acceptable for people who work as hard as you do to pay money in and have these people waste it the way they do. Here's Linda in Connecticut. She thinks we ought not to go over the cliff.
No, I do not think we should go off the fiscal cliff, but I think there needs to be a little more give and take on both sides. You don't need to go up to $250,000 for the middle class. Go up to $150,000 and don't cut taxes. The rich should pay a little more. But we also need to get rid of some of the freebie programs that the Democrats are so willing to hand out free money. Head Start. To Live for Free, Section 8. Things like that.
You know, what's very interesting, thank you for your call, ma'am, very interesting as to what people have their own pet peeves about what the government does and what it doesn't do. But across the board, you can pretty much agree, if you look at all the numbers, the spending is ridiculously, A, out of control, and B, what we're spending it on is just nonsense, much of it. It really is complete nonsense. Here's Devin calling in from Minnesota, the countdown.
The
government has been doing the same thing for many, many years. This isn't the first time we've gotten to a fiscal cliff. If anyone has done their history, we are always, every 20 years or every 30 years or 40 years, we're coming to a fiscal cliff over and over and over. And a lot of this stuff is going along party lines. And the president won a convincing victory. But it seems like Republicans and more special interest people with more money, their votes are worth more than one vote. If you listen to the people, and President Obama said, let's not raise it on the middle class, which comprises most of America, and you still have this gridlock of people that just won't say, okay, I'm going to argue that this is blue, but you'll get another guy that are paid government officials to say, no, it's red. It's all along party lines, and the people that suffer are the people in the middle and the people that pay the salaries. And it's just really getting to a point to where our government is getting to the point where it's broken.
It is the system that we've allowed to continue the way that it is, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Herbert in Virginia, no confidence vote from him.
What I see here is I don't have any confidence in what's going to happen. If I listened to Senator Tom Harkin yesterday, the answer was is he wanted one for one. That's revenue neutral. That means absolutely nothing. He wants no cuts. The other thing he made clear is he said, well, they voted us to take care of this problem. Yet he wants to propose nothing in cuts. He wants it to come from somewhere else. He has no idea, no clue, wants nothing to do with it. We're in serious trouble.
800-510-8255. Do you agree we are in serious trouble? Should we go over the cliff or not? What's your preference? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at USO.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Back to our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour for today is, what is today? Anyway, Tuesday, the 4th of December. Get my facts and figures straight here. The discussion of the fiscal cliff, speaking of facts and figures, are figuring the president is, well, it's the usual array. And that's one of the good things about this program, taking apart piece by piece the issues from the left and the right, from monitoring radio stations and television programs all across the country, so that we try to get a good perspective on things. So what do you think? Is the president right? Is he wrong? Are the Republicans right? Are they wrong? What do you really know about the fiscal realities of this so-called cliff, and how it'll affect you if nothing is done? 800-510-8255. I think we've got Sean in Massachusetts up next here on the countdown.
On this financial cliff, I think we should just go over it. I mean, this country has been going downhill for more often than not. This is almost like a drug addict. We spend, we spend, we spend. And we conservatives always have to give in on taxes. But I ask you, when has the Democrats ever gave in on cutting anything? Yes, we're the bad guys that say, you know, let's have smaller government, more responsibility of our government leaders. Well, if we were to go back to, you know, state and local governments, you know, you would actually have more power over your government instead of this big, all-powerful government in Washington that has the final say on everything.
800-510-8255. Let's see. Mike in Maryland. So many people don't understand what's going on. Let's explain it, Mike.
You know, this president, President Obama, has been the most micromanaged president out of the 44 presidents. I mean, the Republicans have said no to everything. And then you hear this ignorant constituency calling in on the Republicans stating that he's run up the trillion, this $7 trillion deficit, and it was the 43 other white, I'm not going to be using cold words, white presidents that got us in this mess. And now President Obama and the Dems are looking out for this ignorant constituency that is poor, white, and middle class, and they're fighting against their own interests. And he's trying, there's more white folk on food stamps, there's more white folk on welfare, there's more white folk without a job in America, and here to invest in our infrastructure that is dilapidated and old, that would provide income, and where people, the poor and the middle class, would go out and purchase things because we're a consumer-based, you know, economy. I mean, these people are insane. You know, it's incredible that these people are voting against their own interests.
Well, I think what happens here, Mike, under the circumstances, what you need to understand is that people necessarily don't understand what their interests are, especially the younger people who think that it is all about the entitlement. It's all about I deserve, I should have, everybody else has it, so why can't I have it, that kind of stuff. 800-510-8255, Doug Stephan on the countdown with Nina in California. Sounds like she's getting tired of all this.
I tell you one thing, I am tired of hearing Social Security referred to as an entitlement. We all paid into it. If we'd let the money sit in the bank and draw interest, we'd have been way better off. The money has been appropriated, starting with taken to pay for the Vietnam War, never paid back, put government bonds in that aren't worth anything. And I just found out the other day that apparently the government doesn't pay any interest on the money they've borrowed from Social Security. So, yes, it's something now is going to have to be done to fix it, but it shouldn't have been pilfered by our politicians in the first place.
All right, so here's a news flash for you, Nina. Not only is that pilfered, but all the other trust funds, Social Security Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, there isn't a nickel in any one of those. And yet they keep raising taxes, road taxes, so that the roads can be done. I mean, there's so much when you look at this. It's so easy to poke holes in all of the problems and to fix them. For example, the way we build roads and bridges and stuff. We do a terrible job. The way that they're built is in the purpose of doing it the way they do is so that they can keep the union jobs going, they can keep the union workers going by continuing all summer long or all from April until, what, this time of year you can still see all the highway work being done. And the warm weather states has done 12 months of the year. Europe, for example, and even Asia, where they make roads so much better, they don't have the same problem. They're not spending this kind of money on this sort of thing. 800-510-8255. All right, here's Keith in Ohio. He thinks we're gone already.
I guess I'm wondering, are we already over a cliff? Haven't we been over a cliff for about 10 years? Is it the fact that we can't fix our economy with massive spending and get out of a recession because there isn't any more money? These are, you know, we're already over the cliff. You know, we should start looking at this right now. I mean, you know, we're paying the penalty now. Sorry, folks. That's the way I see it.
Well, that's the idea, for you to express how you see it. 800-510-8255. Here's Jessica, and she's in the Buckeye, in Ohio, in the Buckeye State, with a focus on both sides.
I'm actually hoping that both will be more open to the idea of coming to compromises for the betterment of the American people, because that is their job, and they need to stop being petty and stop fighting over minute, tiny details, and they need to really look at what we have as our major problem, and we've got to, you know, we've got to start exploring our natural resources here in our country instead of relying on outside sources. And we have to work on immigration and trade, and they just really have to come together, because if they don't, then, you know, it's like United We Stand, and if we're not united, we will fall as a nation.
All right, some interesting points of view there. Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Okay, in a moment we're going to discuss the situation as the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher shoots and kills his girlfriend, then he kills himself. The discussion of that on the radio and on television, how these bits and pieces come together. As a matter of fact, Bob Costas had some very interesting things to say about gun control, and that spurred a lot of comments on some of the talk radio programs that you listen to, and also under the circumstances, the sports talk radio shows are all over this as well. Barbara, let's let you finish off the discussion on the fiscal cliff. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air live on the countdown.
Okay. Hello. I'm calling because the Social Security Administration, they have done the United States people wrong. For years, we've been putting money into that fund. I don't even think it's a federal fund, but we should have been able to keep that money in our own checks and put it into our checking accounts and do it for ourselves, because now we see what a problem it was, what a mistake it was, to let them in Washington, D.C. control where our money goes. And, of course, we know that money comes out of our paycheck. We don't pay it. We have a penalty against us. There are people that come to the United States that are working for free. All of those millions of dollars are being given to them. No taxes are being taken out, no Social Security being taken out or anything, yet still they get money every day. There are people that come to the United States, open up businesses. They stay here for 7 years in Mississippi. No taxes are taken out. All of that money is theirs. And then before their seven-year cycle is up, they recycle the people that come into the stores. And they got a whole new crew that can work here for 7 years, no taxes. What's going on with that?
So are you in favor of privatizing Social Security then?
I think Social Security should be left in a check, and we ourselves should be able to control.
No, but you know, but there's been this controversy over, actually since the time of Al Gore, and members of the Clinton administration, I think, actually, that, or was it even, it was George Bush, the before that, who suggested we ought to privatize, or maybe it was even back to the Reagan era. I can't remember when it all got started. But there's been discussion for years.
Well, back in the Reagan era, they decided to take the Social Security money and do war with it. Reagan
well, no, but you're not, this is a different focus. What I'm asking is whether or not, under the circumstances, listening to you, and I think you're right, should we just have the money not managed by the federal government, they have no access to it, and put it into private bonds and stocks and in essence let us manage our own Social Security, our own retirement. That's what people do with their 401ks. That's what people do all the time when they have their own private, they've between them and their companies, they've invested in the future of their retirement in their own way to their own liking.
Yes. That's a good idea.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Okay, so that takes care of the fiscal cliff and the realities there. Let's talk about the realities of guns and gun control and the controversy started by Bob Costas. So you're going to hear, I'm sure, over the next few minutes, a lot. Once we set this up from a couple of different talk host perspective, then the callers will come in, and it'll probably be the same old drivel. But maybe there's something new. If you got something new to add to the gun control issue and what Bob Costas had to say, listen up and participate here on the countdown at 800-510-8255.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, Wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. And get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show, now focusing on gun control and the situation from the weekend where Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher killed his girlfriend and then he killed himself. Nobody could have known that he and his girlfriend were arguing about normal couple stuff. That seems to be what went on just before he killed her and then he killed himself. His friends are saying this was something that they've been, they have the usual stuff. We all have it, I guess, one way or another. He had a 3-month-old daughter with his girlfriend. Her name is Cassandra Perkins. One of the friends said that Perkins was really happy about being a mother. The Chiefs broke an 8-game losing streak Sunday, beating the Carolina Panthers, by the way, 27-21. Was an eerie feeling around the stadium after the win, so said some of the players. So here's the Eagles-Cowboy game on Sunday night being broadcast. NBC's Bob Costas took a moment at halftime to talk about this situation and the issue of gun control.
Well, you knew it was coming in the aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City. That most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life, since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained the next time ugly reality intrudes upon our games. Please, those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Jovan Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
800-510-8255. Okay. So think about what Bob Costas just said. Those of you who are gun owners and who are considered by some, let's say the left, as gun nuts, there's a reaction from you. Then the people on the other side who want gun control are in agreement with Bob Costas. He's a big city guy. No, he's not really. He's from St. Louis originally. And there is a representation of more and more feelings that what Costas had to say was correct. What say you at 800-510-8255?
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The death of Joe Van Belcher and his girlfriend, and what Bob Costas had to say about gun control. That's what the reality is. Talk radio and talk television, is it predictable? Some of your points of view will be, and some of them may not. We'll try to get as much data on we can, including this excerpt from a radio program hosted by Mike McConnell, who says what Bob Costas had to say was true. While guns are not inherently bad, people should just not have them. Some people, I agree with them, some people just shouldn't have any have guns.
That's true. If they didn't have a gun, they'd be alive. I mean, it just now, by the same token, very sad story over the weekend about a two-year-old who drowned in his grandfather's pool in the backyard. And if the pool wasn't there, would the two-year-old be alive today? Yes, that's true. It doesn't mean pools are a bad thing. But people are up in arms about what Bob Costas had to say. I mean, it is true. There are people who have no business owning a gun who buy them and do really stupid things with guns. We were talking about this in the course of news, and Kristen said, well, if he didn't have a gun, he could have stabbed her, then stabbed himself to death. I don't remember ever hearing a story of a double suicide involving a knife. Now, this is not an anti-gun rant. All I'm saying is that Bob Costas stated the obvious, and then people are upset that he stated the obvious. It's like saying if that guy didn't have that car, he wouldn't have wrapped himself around that pole. True. He would have been walking. But it doesn't mean cars are inherently bad, that pools are inherently bad, or that guns are inherently bad. It's just the way people are going at Costas over the point he made. There are people who just, they just go off. They have absolutely no business. There are people who, you know, get mean when they drink. And people who get mean when they drink, if they're smart, they wouldn't have a gun. But in many cases, they're not smart, so they get a gun. You know, would he have taken her upstairs and, you know, hold hands and made her jump off the roof and kill themselves? No, he wouldn't have done that. Guns do make it pretty easy to really get impassioned about something pull it out, and with very little effort on your own, take a life or maim somebody. It doesn't, again, mean that guns are inherently bad. But there are some inherent problems with some people who get guns.
Some people have no business owning a gun. That's the bottom line. Too many people have too many guns, and they don't know how to use them. They don't have any respect for them. They don't have a clue. It's, okay, this is, I need to have a gun. Okay, why do you need to have a gun? Where's the evaluation? We are crazy. None of the politicians ever talk about this stuff because they're afraid of the NRA and the backlash. Here's talk host Keith Larson. The situation in Kansas City, what Bob Costa said, if they didn't have a gun, they'd be alive today, and the revisitation of the discussion of gun control in our country.
Kansas City Mayor Sly James, this is part of the tragedy of urban living in this country. Handguns all over the place. People blowing themselves away and others. At some point, we have to get a handle on this kind of stuff. We are not doing a good job of it. That was the mayor's comment. He was sort of unscripted yapping. I guess in some fairness, he was in probably kind of a shocked and frustrated moment. But still, right off, it's the gun. And then there was Costas. Did you see the Costas comments?
I heard them. I've already heard them. I didn't watch him rant. I just heard him because I guess I when it turned around, it was on and I wasn't watching him, but I was listening to it.
So you did hear what he had to say. Evidently, he is blaming the gun.
Well, when I heard this, I turned to my wife and I just said, this is kind of a microcosm of the country today. It's the all-famous, there's nobody actually wants to take any sort of personal responsibility. Everyone wants to blame something. You know, once again, it's pretty popular. If you can turn around and demonize something, you'll get very popular by telling everybody else that it's not their fault. So it's not their fault that they're, you pick it. You know, if you have problems, it's not your fault. It is blame X. And whatever that X is, you know, just run with it.
And, now, we don't like, but blaming people, John, that is so nasty. It's blame the Happy Meal.
Hey, listen, if you're...
Blame
if
you're the gun.
Yeah, if you're overweight, blame McDonald's. If someone dies, blame the gun.
800-510-8255. All right, let's see. Brad's in Mississippi. You can throw in a quick comment here, Brad. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Doug. In my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of people, this is another try from the liberal left to take away our Second Amendment right. It's not the guns that kill people. It's ignorant people with guns that kill people.
Well, then how do you keep those ignorant people from having a gun?
Well,
that's the question,
isn't
it? That's the thing society should be debating. I'm sorry we're out of time here, Brad, but thank you. Lots of stimulation. I'm sure this is going to be a big topic this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.